Catching up with State Senator Bruce Caswell this morning on the very latest of what's happening in Lansing. And Bruce, good morning. The news coming out of Lansing is that what passed last week in the State House, that Medicaid expansion bill, has now hit kind of a snag and a delay in the Senate side, right?
Good morning, Ken. A day in Lansing is like a century everywhere else. But we had a lot of discussions yesterday about Medicaid expansion, whether we want to do it or not, whether or not we want an alternative, the implications of it, and so on. And at the end of the day yesterday, I think it's safe to say at that point there were not the votes in the Senate to pass it. And so today we'll go back at it again, and we'll see what happens.
Well, our state representative, Ken Kurtz, talked to him over the weekend, and he voted no on the House side of things. A little nervous about the expansion. Where's the money come from? When you start a program and expand it, you never really have a chance to shrink it again. What are you weighing within this, and what are you hearing in the discussion of what's happening on the Senate side?
Well, I can only speak for me. I can't speak for everybody else. If we do not expand Medicaid, if we don't expand it, everyone who is at 100% of the poverty level or above will be able to purchase insurance through the exchange that the Affordable Care Act set up with a federal subsidy. So just as an example, if you're a single person, just one person, and you make more than $11,500 a year, you would be able to buy commercial insurance off the exchange with a federal subsidy. And your cost for that insurance would be 2% of your income. So at $11,500 a year, if that was where you're at, that would be, what, $230 a year that you would have to pay in premiums, and about $20 a month. If we do not expand it, then that leaves the folks below 100% of the poverty level who are not already on Medicaid with nothing. That is where the plan that I've been working on for the last 10 months could come in, if it were to be accepted by the governor and the legislature and so on, and that is basically taking, Ken, and we have experience with it, taking the county health plan and expanding it statewide and putting with the county health plan, the major weakness of it right now is that there's no hospitalization, putting a limited hospitalization piece with the county health plan for these folks so they'd have limited coverage when they go into the hospital. That I've introduced at Senate Bill 422, and that would get basic primary care coverage with prescription coverage and a limited hospitalization piece to the folks below 100% of the federal poverty level. Now, most of the people, let me put it this way, the developmentally disabled, the mentally impaired, are all pretty much already covered under Medicaid because they've been declared disabled. So the folks we're talking about, not entirely, but tend to be singles or couples with no kids. Our kids we all have covered already. They're under the traditional Medicaid program. And as I said, if you're impaired, either mentally or physically, you're covered because you're on the disability roll. So we're talking about that population of folks. And we, as I said, we have an option for getting them coverage if people choose to do that, and I don't know where that'll go. So that's if we don't expand. If we do expand, then we're going to be adding everybody up to 133% of the federal poverty level, which for a single, again, I'll just use a single person, that would be about $15,000 a year. And if you make up to $15,000 a year, you'd be on Medicaid. And we'd expand that government program from about 1.8, 1.9 million now, it'd go up to about 2.4 million, 2.3 million.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be a big expansion of that governmental program. So that's the, you know, there's a lot more stuff to it, but that's the basics of it, and that's the decision that the Senate's going to have to make.
Stories we had in the news today, other stakeholders weighing in on this, and this is the Paralyzed Veterans of America saying that their group is one that has a major stake in the possible expansion of Medicaid. Are you hearing from lots of groups like that who each have their own story on this?
Well, we are, and with folks like that, we know right now, for instance, we have in the neighborhood of 40,000 people out there who don't have any health care right now, who could be and should be classified as disabled, and they'd have their insurance. And that's right now with the system we've got. And some of those veterans, and Michigan has done a very poor job with this as a state. We have pockets where they're doing very well, but some of those veterans can get on VA insurance. Not all, okay, because there's restrictions there. One of the issues that the group you mentioned brought up was getting transportation to the VA hospitals, mm-hmm. because quite often they're quite a ways away. I know that Charlie Scott over your way, they got a van put together and they take people up to the VA hospital. I know over our way we've gotten a van in Hillsdale and in Lenawee County that takes folks up. Not all areas of the state do that, so that is an issue to get folks back and forth to those hospitals. That we can work on individually. It's really not part of this whole discussion as far as getting folks who are eligible for VA insurance to the hospital.
Okay. Real quick, thoughts on what happens this week then in the Senate? Does something come out of the Senate? And if so, which way would you vote on it?
Well, first of all, I never say ahead of time how I'm going to vote. I always listen right up to the last minute. Secondly, people need to understand that if we expand Medicaid, of course, it'll all be over. If we don't expand Medicaid, we could come back and expand it later. This is not something that has to be done now, or it never could be done. Mm-hmm. We could do it a year from now, 6 months from now. We could do it 2 years from now, 3 years from now. So this isn't tied in that you have to do it now, or you're never going to be able to do it. We can do it down the road. And part of the concerns, Ken, has been this whole issue, not just with Medicaid, but with commercial insurance. What's going to happen as the Affordable Care Act unrolls? And quite honestly, nobody really knows. There's a lot of speculation. There's speculation that commercial insurance will skyrocket as far as its cost, but nobody knows. And so one of the things I've heard is that people are saying, well, look, let's put this aside for now. Let's give it a year or two. Let's see what happens. We'll have a better idea of what we're facing, what the rules are, what we're getting into, and how many people we're dealing with. I would simply respectfully say if we decide to do that, I think it makes sense to get these folks below 100% who will have nothing. I believe it makes some sense to get them basic primary care coverage, which is what my bill would do. But again, I don't know that folks will accept that or not. So okay. We'll have to wait and see.
All right. So we'll stay tuned this week. Bruce, thanks for sneaking out of your meeting this morning and giving us a few minutes of your time for the explanation, all right?
You're more than welcome. You have a good day, and same to your listeners.
All right, we'll talk soon. That Bye. Is State Senator Bruce Caswell with us this morning, AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.